Believe in yourself. You are more capable than you realize. You have learnt so many new things without even thinking about it. And if you were to stop for a moment and realize how much you've learnt without even thinking about it. You've learnt how to walk. You've learnt how to talk. You've learnt how to engage with people. You've learnt how to read, to write, to do maths. There are so many things you didn't know how to do. And you've learnt these things. And they become part of your everyday life, whether it's a hobby or a sport, whether it's reading or art, whether it's playing a game you never played before. All of these things have taken practice. And believing in yourself is a skill. It's something you learn. So the more you believe in yourself, the more you believe in yourself. And yet, it's so easy to listen to that critical voice that says, you can't do that. You're no good. You're not good enough. Who do you think you are? Or compare yourself to other people. And that's like an inner bully in your head. If you to imagine someone following you around that doesn't believe in you and that tells you you're no good, then maybe you'll begin to realize that part of that voice is within you. And that voice stops you from realizing what you can do, how you can do it. What that might feel like to be a coach to yourself, to support yourself like you do your friends or your family or your teammates. So I want you to take a moment and I want you to take a few deep breaths where you breathe in through the nose and you breathe out for the mouth. And let's do that two more times, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you take this deep breath in, breathe in, I believe in me, and breathe out everything else. And now I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think about all the different things you have done by believing in yourself. Whether it's learning how to walk, whether it's playing a new game, going to a new school, starting a new job, going somewhere different. All of those things have taken you to have to go, I can do this. So take a little bit of time now and think of some of the things you didn't know you could do and you've done. And each of those things you can be aware of that have created elements of belief in yourself. So a part of you somewhere inside knows you can do good things. You can do great things. You can try new things. And maybe now it's time to remember, to remind yourself. And maybe now it's time for you to coach yourself. To talk to yourself about believing in yourself, like you would if you were sitting next to your best friend and they were doubting themselves. And take a moment now to think about what you would say to one of the people you love the most if they said to you, I'm not sure I believe in myself. If you want to, write that down. Write a letter to that person, or a voice note, or draw a picture, or a poster of what you would say to that person to make them realize you believe in them. And then I want you to read that back as if you wrote it to yourself. And self-belief is a skill, a bit like any skill. And the more you practice a skill, whether it's playing a sport, whether it's doing something new, whether it's learning a language, whatever it might be, the more you practice a new skill, the more you get better at it. So over the next few days and weeks, I want you to practice believing in yourself. Maybe find some phrases that support you. I've got this. I know I can do this. Hey, I've done this before. Find things that make you feel more belief in yourself. So just take a moment now and think about the next goal that you can set, that you can coach yourself through by saying, I know I've got this. I know I can do this one step at a time. I know that if I believe in myself, I can make this journey a learning process, this project something I understand more about myself, and I can become more of my own coach, my own supporter. Because when I believe in me, life feels different. So notice how it feels when you believe in you.